Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Our scripture this morning is from the book of Ephesians, beginning in the fourth chapter, verse 25, and continuing through chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, after you have gotten rid of lying, each of you must tell the truth to your neighbor, because we are parts of each other in the same body. Be angry about sinning. Don't let the sun set on your anger. Don't provide an opportunity for the devil. Thieves should no longer steal. Instead, they should go to work using their hands to do good so that they will have something to share with whoever is in need. Don't let any foul words come out of your mouth. Only say what is helpful when it is needed for building up the community so that it benefits those who hear what you say. Don't make the Holy Spirit of God unhappy. You were sealed by Him for the day of redemption. Put aside all bitterness, losing your temper, anger, shouting, and slander, along with every other evil. Be kind, compassionate, and forgiving to each other in the same way God forgave you in Christ. Therefore, imitate God like dearly loved children. Live your life with love, following the example of Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. He was a sacrificial offering that smelled sweet to God, the word of God for the people of God.
So, as you may know, most of Latinos, Hispanic, I don't like stereotypes, generalizations, right? But usually we speak with our hands and our mouth and our eyes. So I hope you won't get distracted. I notice when I'm talking and people are like looking like this. Don't get distracted by my hands. It's something natural. Let's pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. As you notice, English is my second language, and I learn very fast. Like, some words are very similar. And if I change only the end, voila, it's English. So sometimes I forget and I create a new word and people are looking like me because I think it's a word and doesn't exist. So if that happened, just feel free to say, hey, I don't know what you mean by that word. So I want to share with you one image that is right there, I think, in the presentation. And the idea of that image is the next one, I think. About what inclusion means. That one, thank you. So as you can see there are different circles, right? And the one that is up there says inclusion. As you can see, everybody is inside and mixed, right? The other one that is right here, exclusion, that means we have some people here and others outside. Then you have segregation. That is, okay, some belongs to this group, but you don't belong, so go there. And the last one is integration. Like we said, okay, you can come to the circle for sure, but you will stay there and stay there only. So I want for you to keep in mind these different concepts because I'm going to be talking about them, especially about inclusion. I arrived to the United States 18 years ago, and the first thing I got when I arrived was a label that says Hispanic. And when I heard that some people tell me, you are Hispanic, I say, I'm a what? Hispanic. I never heard that word before. I didn't know what a Hispanic was. So I started Googling it. Right, that Google helped us to find out about everything, knows everything. So I went to Google and I find out Hispanics were a tribe in Spain. And I said, well, why am I Hispanic? I'm not Hispanic. But it's the label that has been assigned to people like me. So I was in shock because I don't get it until today what the census is trying to find out from us. Do you want to know my race? My race is mestiza. I'm mestiza, the mix of Aboriginal people with white and black. For that reason, I have this color. Some people call it brown. I don't think I'm brown, but they said it's color brown. Or you want to know about my cultural heritage, my ethnicity. So I don't know what people, when people ask you, what are you? I don't know what they are looking for. Or nationality. That is a totally different thing. So I learned that in this culture, when I came, it was different to my expectation. This is a very segregated society. And my expectation when I came to the United States, I was talking to Patty this morning, and I said, when my husband and I, we came to this country 18 years ago, it was because we want to learn a different language. We love to travel. And we say, well, we can go to other places, meet new people. And my imagination was to come to a place where it was very diverse and very integrated. Everybody was welcome and was included. But what I found out is like it's very segregated. So when I want to go to church, every time that I move to a different city, always happened the same. When I ask, oh, there is a church near here that I can go? Oh, I'm so sorry, we don't have a Hispanic church here. Or they said, for example, yes, we have a church, but or there is a Hispanic church, but it's like 50 minutes ago from here. I wait for here. You can go there. So there is this tendency to push you, not to welcome you. What I heard and I read on the webpage is like, this church is different, and I hope so, that you are welcoming others. And for that reason, I was very glad to come to here to join you today. So with this urgency to label everyone and everybody, we fall in stereotypes, right? And when I met a lot of people, the first thing that they said, tacos, guacamole. And I said, what? I don't eat that. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love Mexican food. It's one of my favorites, but it's not part of my diet. So the next question is, so what do you eat? It's like, what else you can eat if it's not guacamole and taco, right? So the other thing, and they are very surprised when I said, no, we don't eat tacos, we don't eat guacamole on a daily basis. The other assumption that people do is like, oh, are you Puerto Rican or Mexican? I said, none of those. So I have to explain where is my country, where I was born, is South America, and all of that. So we have been assigned with one only label, Hispanic Latinos. Different people from different countries speaking different languages, because people think it's about Hispanic. I mean, people who speak Spanish. But we have Latinos speak Brazilians, speak Portuguese, and you have plenty of Aboriginal languages. And we are from different nationalities. So we have been put together in one pot, like, you go there, and all of you are the same. And it is not. And also, what I find out, the simile to this, for other people, especially from the United States, to understand, is like if you compare USA with Jamaica or Australia. And what about if I met you and say, oh, Jamaican. Oh, you are Australian. How do you feel? You say, we're so different. It's not the same. Just because we speak the same language, it doesn't make us the same. So these stereotypes take us far away from what I consider God is calling us to be one body. Did you know that the first Christians were talking already about inclusion? If you go to read the Nicene Creed, we said our church is one, holy, apostolic, and Catholic. And let me tell you something very interesting that I find out. Dr. Reverend Justo Gonzalez, who is a United Methodist theologian and historian, he's very well-respected inside the United Methodist Church, outside of the United Methodist Church, in the United States, and around the world. And he's very clever. And I think he said that the concept of Catholic is something different than what we have been learning. Usually for us, Catholic, for some people, means Roman Catholic Church, right? And about that, when I was pastor in New Jersey, we have the hymnal, and it says, we are, we believe in the Catholic Church. And one time I arrived to the church, and all the hymnals were crossed out. They were Catholic, and somebody wrote universal. And I said, who did this? So I was wondering who took the right to do that. And I was asking what it means, Roman Catholic Church, our brothers and sisters from that denomination, and what Catholic means. But now I know that Catholic has a different meaning thanks to Dr. Justo Gonzalez. What he said is that Catholic doesn't mean universal. You know, universal is when you have like something that fits everybody, right? Or means the same to everybody. But in this case, universal is different. It means include everyone. So when we said we are Catholic, we are meaning we are including everyone. Isn't that different? Different concept. So our church must be inclusive. First Christians were talking about we should include everyone. It means that inclusion must be based on the conduct of a person, not on a personal characteristics. In the Bible reading from today, the title in one of the Bible versions is Rules for the New Life. If we are Christians, we said we live a new life. So our conduct is what is makes the difference. If you speak the truth or you lie. If you let the anger make you sin or not. If you steal or not. If you use your hands to do something good or not. The difference will be if you share with those who are poor or not. If you say bad things, the Bible said, when you speak or you say good things that people need, whatever will help them grow stronger, then what you will say will be a blessing to those who hear you. If you say things, the Bible says, to hurt others or to bless them. The difference is if you do evil things or you are kind, if you forgive and you love each other. But remember, we are talking about everyone, not your friends, not the people that you like, everyone. Therefore, inclusion must not be based on personal characteristics or conditions like gender, race, culture, education, sexual orientation, economic, legal, and social status. For example, I was born in Latin America. I cannot change that. It's who I am. And believe me, I don't want to change that. But I cannot do anything about it. It is who I am. I can do something about my behavior. Like the Bible reading from today say about stealing. You should stop stealing. I can do something about it. But I cannot do anything about my race, about my heritage. Inclusion must be based on conducts that reflect God's conduct. I mean conducts of justice, love, and peace. If we are God's follower, our actions must reflect then justice, love, and peace as well. The first step to care for others is to include them. Not in a paternalistic way, but recognizing that everyone has something valuable to offer and has the right to be included. That right is not given by us. That right does not depend on my personal characteristics or conditions. The right to be included is given by God just because we are children of God. Some time ago, UNICEF started a campaign called Does It Matter? Did you see that commercial? I want to share it with you, and we can talk about it. To hear that crying made me cry every time that I hear it. You cannot distinguish on that video who is crying. You cannot know by listening that crying the personal characteristics or condition of that child who is crying. When I was in the flight coming here, I was hearing a lot of kids crying, right? One of the things that you are trying to sleep and you are hearing somebody crying. I couldn't know if the cry baby was a baby girl. I didn't know that because it was so far from me. I don't know if the parents of that kid are Republicans or Democrats. I don't know if the parents of that kid or that child are gay. But the question is, does it matter? Does it matter to you? What about if it's a disabled kid? I cannot know. We don't know who was crying there. The only thing that you can identify for sure is this. That child is suffering. He or she is vulnerable. Something is wrong with that kid, or something is happening, and that child needs help. If I will use this commercial for church people, what I think is clever, I will say, it says, a child is a child, right? Put children first. I will say, a child of God is a child of God. Put children of God first. Ephesians 5:1 on the easy to read version says, you are God's dear children. So try to be like him. Live a life of love. Love others just as Christ loved us. He gave himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God. So if we have to imitate God, we have to imitate Christ. Don't we have to give ourselves for others as an offering and sacrifice to God? Without looking at labels and putting them on categories like the suffering of this child of God matters and this one doesn't matter to me. How we can make that difference in saying your suffering is more important than the suffering of my brother here? Suffering is suffering. Pain is pain. Need is need. Labels and stereotypes prevent us from caring for all people. Labels make emphasis on our differences, not on our similarities. The Bible reading from today says, because we belong to each other in the same body. All of us are part of the same body. So if we are part of that same body, if all of us are God's dear children, does your pain, your suffering matter to me? We can include others and care for them if we see them through the lenses of justice, compassion, mercy, dignity. So our hearts can be sensitized. And our hands and feet will move in actions to include everyone, especially those who have been left out. So at the end of the day, we will be able to say we include all the people and they matter to us. My hope is that we can believe our differences are assets. Be a community that respects and values a broad range of backgrounds, viewpoints, and experiences, and encourages and creates opportunities so all human beings can reach their full potential spiritually, educationally, and professionally. My hope is that we can create inclusive communities locally across the country and around the world, so we can understand the value in engaging across differences. John Wesley said that devotion and prayer do not substitute our service for our neighbor. We came here today to pray, to sing, to recharge our batteries, to continue serving our neighbors. And by neighbors, I mean everyone, to include them. Most of us, even if I don't know you, I can tell you are in a position of privilege, whatever it means. It could be race, it could be money, it could be whatever you want to take it. But we are privileged because all of us ate this morning, right? At least you are in a diet. You can take vacations when a lot of people cannot have that luxury with their kids. And I can go on and on and on. So we have the responsibility to help this congregation to create a bigger social impact in a church on decadency, in a denomination that does not reflect the diversity of our society, and to embrace the diversity, including everyone in this challenge. It is a challenge for us today. Last week, I was in a meeting of the Association of Hispanic Latino Leaders in the UMC, and there was a young pastor from the UMC, African American. His name is Peyton Parker. And he said something very, very interesting to me there. He said, "We don't have to agree to love. Even we disagree, we can love each other." And he said also, "We don't have to understand to advocate. I don't need to understand your reasons, why you are like you are, or why you make certain decisions, to advocate for you, that you can live with dignity, with justice, with love and compassion. We were called by God to take care of his or her children. So we can say, it does not matter. A child of God is a child of God. So we care, we serve, and we help those who suffer injustices. Why? Why we help and we include and we care? Just because they are children of God. We don't need any other reason, just because they are children of God. My hope is that we can continue including others, loving others, and everybody will matter to us. God bless you.
Church, I invite you to join me in an attitude of prayer. Loving God, Lord, we sit here this morning just in awe of your mighty acts. Lord, of your grace, of your kindness. Lord, of the ways in which you have allowed us to be in this space this morning, Lord, to come together in community to worship your name, to be moved by your spirit, Lord, to be touched by your love. And for this we say thank you. Lord, we thank you that we had the strength to be here, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be open to receiving your word today. And yet, Lord, we know that in the midst of the hustle and bustle of our life, Lord, in the midst of the community that we've created, not only in this church, Lord, but in our denomination, there are times when perhaps we have created walls of exclusion. Lord, when we have understood universal to be something of the sort of meaning to be like us, to do what we do, to think how we think. But Lord, we have learned this morning that what we are called to be, what the early church taught us to be, what you taught us to be, Lord, is to be radically inclusive, to say that all are welcome for who they are. Lord, we confess that at times when perhaps we've heard children crying or heard someone crying, we've wondered who it was and been more concerned about what they look like, perhaps than the tears that came. Lord, help us to remember, Lord, that a child is a child, that a child of God is a child of God, Lord, and that we are all children of God. And when one of our fellow children of God is hurting, Lord, we too are hurting. Move us so that we can be your hands and feet going into the world and do the work you have called us to do. Lord, to be change agents, to transform the society through your love. Lord, we also ask that you would lift up the prayers of this particular community. And Lord, lastly, we ask that you would continue to move us in love. Lord, that we may emulate the teachings of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord, who was so inclusive and so loving. Give us the courage to embrace this radical love by keeping us mindful, Lord, of embodying the prayer he taught his disciples to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.